Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
The Chiefs are moving and shaking right down to the deadline here as cut day has arrived. And as you know, since podcasts aren't live and a lot of people may listen much later in the day or even tomorrow or a few days afterwards, it's not always the most timely thing in the world. So we will let you know a little bit of what's going on here on this Tuesday as the Chiefs have a deadline on Tuesday afternoon to get their roster down to 53. And it's going to be a little massaging taking place here by the team that many believe is the favorite to win the Super Bowl again this year. And it involves a trade of a player that we talked about a lot during training camp in the preseason. That is wide receiver Amir Smith-Marset, who was the Chiefs' best receiver in training camp. And the Chiefs have traded him to the Carolina Panthers. This essentially sounds like they've traded the player and then will trade conditional seventh-round picks in 2025. I believe it would be 2 years away. I think what it's going to say is whichever team has the higher pick in the seventh round, the Chiefs get that. Essentially, if the Panthers have a higher pick, they're going to get the higher pick. It's not much of a trade. It's something for this player. There's been concern all throughout camp in the preseason that the Chiefs may be cutting or getting rid of or trading, in this case, a wide receiver that may go on to do great things in the NFL because he really, really, really looked the part. The Chiefs wide receiver room very, very deep this training camp, and they can't keep them all. It still looks like they're probably going to keep seven, but Amir Smith-Marset will not be one of those as the Chiefs have executed a trade. Chris Jones, if he's not in by the trade deadline on Tuesday afternoon, creates a roster exemption for the Chiefs. They will be allowed to carry 53 and Chris Jones, who isn't there. They'd report him as not reported. And then the Chiefs would have the option to not pay him the first couple of weeks. They'd be able to get an exemption from paying him. So this is about to get really, really expensive for Chris Jones. That way, even if he came in and the Chiefs deemed him not ready to play, they wouldn't have to pay him the $1 million. It's over $1 million. The man makes $20 million for 17 games, so it's over $1 million each game, and the Chiefs would have the option then to have a couple of games where they don't pay Chris Jones. This is just out of control stupid, and there are now more and more reports that Chris Jones, and what we heard earlier on was not true, that Chris Jones wanted to be somewhere, the second highest paid defensive tackle is $24 million, the highest paid is $30 million, and then he wanted just to be the second highest paid. Well, now he wants Aaron Donald money, which is outdated money. Nobody's going to make that money anymore. The Rams gave a stupid contract to Aaron Donald and gave him $30 million. Nobody's going to get that anymore. Maybe an edge rusher will get that or more, a Bosa, or somebody could get more than that, but they're not giving that out. That's not a reasonable salary. And if that's what Chris Jones is waiting for, he's not going to play. He's just going to be out. The Chiefs are not going to pay that. The Chiefs have clearly shown, and they did this with Tyreek Hill, they've clearly shown, no, there is a limit to what we'll pay. We will gladly take care of you and make you very highly paid. And we'll take an older player like Chris Jones and we'll maybe commit $25 million a year to you over 5 years with two-thirds of that guaranteed or something of that nature. But we're not going to go match what some other stupid team did. We're not doing that. We will not pay top dollar for anyone in Kansas City other than Patrick Mahomes. They're not paying Travis Kelce top dollar. It's just not possible. When you pay your quarterback that much money, it isn't possible to pay every great player on your team the most of any position in the league. And the Chiefs have basically three positions on the team where they're better than anybody else. They're better at quarterback. They're better at tight end, and Chris Jones in the middle of that defensive line is better than anybody in the game. So they have three of them, and they're currently paying one of them, and he's not even the highest paid player. Mahomes' contract now is so old that he's not the highest paid guy. You just can't always get everything. And I've made my decision. I'm with the team on this one. I'm not paying Chris Jones $30 million. Can't do it. He's an aging player. He's under contract. At some point, he has to come in, and the Chiefs may have just decided that Chris Jones for half price the last nine games is good enough, because if he doesn't come in by week eight, remember, he's under contract. This is not free agency. If Chris Jones does not come in by week eight, the Chiefs retain him next year. He cannot go be a free agent. So the Chiefs know he has to come, and maybe they're playing a game of chicken here. Maybe Chris Jones is saying, I'll sit a couple of games out. Let's see what they can do defensively without me. Let's see what happens. that you're Chris Jones, you're going to bet that the Chiefs are going to start losing games because you're not there? They've got the Lions and the Jaguars early, teams that had excellent offenses last year. So maybe it will show. Maybe it will be ugly. I just don't think the Chiefs are going to cave on their position. I don't. Maybe they move $1 million a year, but I don't think they're going from something like $24 million to $30 million. I don't think they're upping him $7 million a year more because of the holdout. I just don't see it coming. They didn't do it with Tyreek Hill. They were better at receiver last year. They had a better year statistically than when Tyreek Hill was here, and I don't see it. So this will be very interesting. The deadline today, if he misses this one, the Chiefs then have the option. They have the option to not pay him the first couple of weeks. I'm a little worried about Amir Smith-Marset being traded. That guy was really good in the preseason. And I've been around long enough to know that you just can't read all that much into the preseason. But he didn't belong on the field. He was out there against second and third teamers, and he was better than all of them. Everybody they played, all the second and third teamers that he was up against, he was way better than all of them. He looks like an NFL player, and the Chiefs may just be that deep at that position, which is great, which is exactly where you want to be. So the roster cuts are coming, and we know Isaiah Pacheco is going to be the lead running back at this point for the Chiefs. There are some rumblings that they may keep four running backs this year. That would be interesting. Pacheco, for his part, was on a podcast this week, and the host asked him multiple questions, and then they do the little gotcha thing where they say, name your top five running backs of all time. And Pacheco said, well, I'm going to go Barry Sanders, Adrian Peterson, LaDainian Tomlinson, Saquon Barkley, and Isaiah Pacheco. He named himself. And this apparently is a generational thing because everybody is now doing it. And the host didn't get upset. Said, oh, yourself. He says, yep, I'm putting myself in that category to drive myself to become as good as those players. There's no reason I can't become as good as those players, is what Pacheco said. So he was ready for the question. And when he named himself, he wasn't saying, right now I'm a top five. He's saying, I'm going to name myself in the top five to push myself to be that guy. There's something about that I like. He said it with a smile on his face. It was a little bit tongue-in-cheek. It wasn't some crazy boastful thing. And the conversation continued. I think the follow-up was, well, what do you think Patrick Mahomes would think of you saying you're a top five running back? He goes, oh, well, you don't mess with Mahomes around Arrowhead. You just don't mess with him. And the host said, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, there was a player from my rookie class last year that showed up and parked in his parking spot. And it did not go well that day. He continued saying it just didn't go well. It was a rough day at the facility for everyone. Mahomes was not in a good mood. Pacheco says Mahomes is incredibly superstitious and he has a parking spot he likes to park in and everybody knows it's his. And the host said, is there a sign there? Does it say Patrick Mahomes only? He says, no, man, you know by the cars. He says, when you see that Rolls Royce truck that nobody has, but Patrick does, or the Ferrari he has that nobody has, you know that's his parking spot and you know you can't park there. And it was a second-year player, and he got hazed all day long. And Mahomes was on him, but it was in, I guess, a fun or, you know, leadership kind of way. It was not like a real deal. But Mahomes apparently is incredibly superstitious and has his own parking spot, and you can tell it's his by what the vehicle is. Everybody here knows that's his spot. If you've never been to the team's facility or have seen the cars, it's really quite remarkable. Because Mahomes will have a Rolls Royce truck. I don't know what that costs. That sounds like 300 grand if it's a penny. A Ferrari, three bills at least, right? And then you have some guys, like even really, really, really rich guys, like offensive linemen are notorious for this. They could have $20, $30, $40 million and they're driving like a 2003 Ford F-150 that they've had since they were in high school or something, you know. One of those deals. You see some of that. Then you see players get out of their cars that are young, that don't have that much money yet. And you know, because this is all available to look online, and they're driving a $175,000 car, and you're realizing, well, they probably live in a really cheap apartment because they spent all of their bonus on this car, and trying to make some sort of a statement about who and what they are. It is, I mean, Sigmund Freud would have the greatest time with an NFL parking lot on what it means about the people and what they drive. It's unbelievable. You see some of the most, I think the most unique vehicles there are the big white trashy custom made offensive lineman rides, to be honest, because you don't know what you're going to get. Although the sausage Anthony Sherman used to come to camp in like leotards. Remember that thing he had? It was like Captain America leotards, red, white, and blue. It was this, well, not leotards, but like a wrestling. What do they call those things that the wrestlers wear? One of those things with the little wife beater straps go over your shoulder. And he'd get out of these custom made rides. Pretty cool stuff. But know this, don't park in Patrick Mahomes' parking spot. Isaiah Pacheco will out you, and he has done that. One interesting cut on Monday before the deadline today, and that was Chargers quarterback Max Duggan. Max Duggan, the quarterback from TCU that was such a big, huge centerpiece of college football last year, was basically AWOL throughout the draft. He went deep. I think the Chargers took him maybe in the seventh round, and they cut him a day early. He's gone. So didn't like the arm, didn't like what they saw. And a surprising cut there. We'll talk a little bit later in the week about some of the other players left. And it'll be interesting to see if the Chiefs become active looking for a replacement for Chris Jones. Will there be a defensive tackle somewhere that's let go that the Chiefs think, okay, we can bring this guy in and he can help? Maybe a veteran that the salary was too much. I mean, obviously, they're not paying Chris Jones. You're going to have some room to pay somebody. If somebody like that gets cut, we shall see. Well, we had a weird one on Monday night in Colorado. The Atlanta Braves were playing the Colorado Rockies, and out in right center field, Ronald Acuna Jr. is playing the outfield for the Braves, and two fans run on the field. Now, fans on the field is not that unique of a thing. They usually just run, and it's some sort of game where they try to evade the yellow shirt guys, the security guys. And we saw one in Miami a couple of weeks ago, which was remarkable. Dude got on the field, ran all the way around, went all the way to left field, jumped the fence, jumped up into the stands, ran up the stairs, got into the concourse, and literally got out of the ballpark and never got caught. I mean, dude had a plan to run on the field and not get caught. Well, on Monday night in Colorado, two fans jump on the field. Ronald Acuna is a superstar. And these fans, apparently all they wanted was to go down and take a selfie with him. Because one of them pulled out a camera and started to try to take a picture. And when he did, they ran into him pretty hard. Acuna went to the ground. Here came five security guys, and they grabbed the two fans to do it. But it was the strangest scene ever. And it reminded me a little bit of, this was okay in the 70s and 80s. Do you folks remember Morgana, the kissing bandit? She used to come to Royals games and run out to third base and kiss George Brett, or even run to an umpire. She had really mammoth gargantuan breasts and tiny little short shorts, and she'd just go running across the field for whomever, and they'd haul her out of there. And after a while, she did it so often, you began to think, is this just a show? Is she really getting arrested? What's this all about? But that's what this reminded me of. Most people just go for a joyride. You know, they want to slide into a base or do something like that, or just try to evade the security guys, but nope. Not these dudes. They wanted pictures with Ronald Acuna Jr. I'm not going to say it was a scary scene. It may have been for Acuna. And if you're standing out there playing Major League Baseball and two strangers come running at you, that wouldn't be the greatest feeling in the world. But I don't know that we have any history of anything really bad happening, do we? We had one event maybe in Chicago, a White Sox game. Did somebody run on the field with a knife one time? A madman just ran with a knife and got caught? Was that a Royals White Sox game? So, you know, it can happen. These two dudes, I think from the pictures that I saw, the videos, you know, the TV cameras pull out and don't show you on live television. So there's some photos of the thing. It just looked like they were kind of fun dudes that had their cameras out that thought, hey, let's go take our picture with Ronald Acuna. And if we get arrested, we get arrested. We've got a photo for life. But he did get knocked to the ground. Everybody in that incident is okay. It was just a strange one. KKHI is brought to you by our friends at bstock.net. Folks, they are imploring me to implore you that they've got these two items that have to go. They have brand new iPads, $299. You can order them online and have them shipped anywhere. Use the promo code KKHI iPad. That's KKHI iPad, $299, brand new full warranty iPads. That's insane. And they still have way too many 70-inch TU-7000 4K Samsung TVs. They are selling these for $399. Folks, it's half price. $399, and they'll deliver it to you anywhere in Kansas City for $25. That's insane. So log on to bstock.net or visit them at 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. $299 brand new iPads, $399 for brand new 70-inch 4K TVs. Whew, just in time for football season at bstock.net. Also just in time for football season is your Chiefs tickets. Use the promo code KKHI at ticketsforless.com for any regular season Chiefs tickets, Royals tickets, concert, and so much more. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. You know you can bundle your tickets, your parking, and tailgate passes all on the same order with a new cart feature at ticketsforless.com. Save even more when you load up the cart and place just one single order with the promo code KKHI. You get extra savings. Bang it right now. Ticketsforless.com. That's the place to go for all your Chiefs tickets. We're 9 days away. Chiefs and Lions, Thursday night football. Raising of the world championship flag, and you can save between 5 and 15% at ticketsforless.com with promo code KKHI. And there really is no bigger Chiefs fan than John Gillette over at Window World. He and his team are proud supporters and the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. They'd be honored to come to your home for a free analysis and estimate on windows, siding, or doors. All American made, lifetime warranties, simply the best for less. Customer service is second to none. I hear from listeners all the time that say they use Window World and they're very pleased with the attention to detail, and most jobs are just done in one day. In and out they go. You've got your new windows and your lower energy bills, and you don't have to worry about when the storms come. If you'd like to make the call, right here in KC, 816-799-0820. Anywhere in Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa, they'll come to you. Call Window World or log on to Windows Kansas City. .com. Okay, here's an odd little sports point. It's not a real event. Well, it was a real event. It just wasn't a real professional event. There's a golf club in Florida near Orlando called Isleworth. I think Tiger Woods either lives there or lived there. A whole bunch of pro golfers live at Isleworth. Isleworth and Lake Nona have this challenge every year of the golfers that live at the two courses that are on tour. They have their own tournament play against each other. This is Tall Cotton. This is a big-time golf course. It is a really expensive club. This is elite-level golf, an elite-level 1% status of people that live and play there. They had a charity tournament for a local college in Orlando. I think it was named Southeastern University. And on one of the holes, they were offering a $90,000 Mercedes-Benz if you hit a hole-in-one. Linda Chen hit a hole-in-one, and they didn't give her the car, and they told her she's not getting the car. She has filed a lawsuit in a court in Orlando against the company that offered the insurance, basically by an insurance policy. Usually goes like this. The Benz dealership pays $1,000 to a company that underwrites the whole thing, and if somebody hits the hole-in-one and you have to pay people to watch, there were two people there watching, videotaping the whole thing. It was legit. She got the hole in one. She has the witnesses. Everything was good. And the company, the insurance company, won't pay it. They won't buy her the car. Because 15 years ago, she played professional golf. And it says right there in the rules of the contest, professional golfers are not eligible for this prize. Now, I've seen those, and I've never had to worry about those, because I was never a professional golfer. I don't know what kind of level she was. I never heard of her. I don't know if she was good or not. I didn't take the time to look it up. I don't think she's got any kind of a case here. I can't even imagine she has a case. And I'm a little surprised, if she really was some sort of a pro golfer 15 years ago, I'm a little surprised she's making this big a deal of it. A little surprised. There was a controversy in Lenexa, a couple of years ago at a golf tournament at Falcon Valley, which is a 9-hole course. They had a tournament, and a local car dealer was offering up a truck for a hole-in-one on, it doesn't matter which hole. There's two par threes on the 9-hole course. But the tournament was 18 holes. You play the second nine twice. You at Falcon Valley, if you don't play 18 holes, you play it twice. You can use different tee boxes, whatever. But you play it twice because it's only a 9-hole course. Second time through, dude hits a hole-in-one. The truck's sitting there. The sign is still up. And in this disclaimer on the sign and in the rules of the contest, it said first attempt only. First nine holes. So the second nine holes, it didn't apply. Everybody gets one shot at it. And the dude came through the second time and got the hole in one and did not win the truck. It happens. There's just a lot of fine print in the world, isn't there? An awful lot of fine print. All right, on to the news we go. Brought to you by Cross Kitchens KC. No fine print there. They're just going to do a fine job for you. Remodeling your home or just updating it a little bit. Perhaps all you need is some new flooring. Maybe you're tired of your old flooring and countertops and you want to maybe redo the kitchen counters or something like that, have them restained or repainted. Cross Kitchens KC will do that. They can do those jobs in real short order. If you want to rip everything out and rebuild and completely remodel, they do that too. CrossKitchensKC.com is Kansas City's family-owned and operated remodeler. Kitchen remodeling. Tim Cross, the owner, is on every single project. If you'd like to schedule an opportunity for him to come to your house, you sit down with you and your spouse and discuss it. You're never going to be a nicer guy. You're never going to feel less pressure. He'll be open to anything you want to do. Then they have a design center. They'll do a 3D rendering and show you what it will look like. And if you like it and want to proceed, you like it and proceed. If not, you say, wow, we need to budget this. Maybe we'll be back to you in 3 months, 4 months. We need to save up some money. They do that too. Sometimes he goes and meets with people and doesn't do the work for another 6 months or a year while people are either deciding or saving their money up. That's okay too. CrossKitchensKC.com just wants your home to be comfortable, livable, and more than anything else, enjoyable for you and your family. Really good folks. 360 Document Solutions is online at 360documentsolutions.com. Copiers and printers, phone systems, they have the best technology at the best prices. What sets 360 apart, however, is their customer service. They will work on, repair, fix, and replace anything you do business with them. You don't have to call somebody in Guatemala, right, and be on the phone and try to figure it out because you ordered and got something from some online giant corporation that sent it to you and you don't know if anybody even works here. That's not 360. 360 is your friend. That's the best way to say it. They're your business partner. 360documentsolutions.com or call Mark and his team at 913-745-5344. Most businesses in Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma are in the area that they'll sell and service and work with. So why not give them a call? 913-745-5344, 360documentsolutions.com. And I pulled up at a stop sign yesterday, stop light yesterday. Ooh, and I was next to Advantage Termite and Pest Control, but this was the big truck. It says Wildlife Control on the outside. Yeah, you know, that would be, I can think of a lot of jobs that I'd be terrible at. That is right at the top of the list. Wildlife Control and me would not go well. It just wouldn't. And when you pull up next to that truck or you see it at the red light, I'm thinking, what's inside there? What does Advantage have inside the Wildlife Control truck today? You can't really pull them over and ask, but I'd really be curious to know, like at the end of the day, what's in there. It's cool. They'll do it all. Yeah, they'll take care of your bugs and your little critters, but they also do wildlife control. AdvantageTPC.com is the website. That's Advantage TPC, Termite and Pest Control. 913-768-8989. On to the news. How about this? We have a teacher shortage. School's underway. You know, I know school's underway and people are done vacationing. The podcast numbers are back up. Oh, my God. The last couple of weeks, we've just gone bonkers with how many people are listening every day. Everybody's back in their routines. Kids are back in school. Vacations are ending. And here we go. State of Kansas is missing 1,634 teachers. Yep, I said it. At $50,000 a year, that's $8 million worth of teachers not working in Kansas right now. Where does that money go? When you're 1,634 teachers short, where does the money go? These are government jobs. That is just teachers, because there are hundreds more staff and substitutes that have not been hired for vacant positions. It's so bad everywhere, including Missouri. The independent school district in Missouri has gone to a four-day school week in an effort to try to show teachers, okay, you're going to work a day less. This is what the salary is, but now you're only working 4 days a week. You're going to work even fewer days and get all this time off and 4 days a week. I mean, we are just dumbing down our schools in more ways than you can imagine. I just have one question for you, because I know my answer. I'll give it to you, but I would like to ask you. 985 teachers left last year in Kansas, non-retirement. They just walked away. How do you think those 1,000 teachers vote? You want to take a crack at what's really going on with these schools? They're going to get more liberal. The public schools are going to get more liberal because conservative teachers are walking away. Say, I can't take this anymore. I'll go apply for a job over here at this private school. I'll make more money. And definitely believe in what they're teaching more. Who are the people that aren't working? Hundreds and hundreds of staff and substitutes, positions available. People just walked away. It's a good enough jobs, man. There's some great benefits there. You can get a pension. Who has a pension anymore? You can go for 5 years and work as a staff member and have a pension in retirement. Wow, we got a real problem with schools. I mean, it's easy for me to say that the solution would be to change the school boards and get the liberals out of being. Everywhere liberalism goes, this happens. Everywhere government gets bigger and takes over things, this happens. It crumbles. It falls apart. We know this. It's why we're the bad guys. Because the liberals know this too. But they get to remain in charge. The more things crumble, the more control they get. It's not just schools or COVID or the border. I saw a great meme. They're talking about, I'm not going to talk about COVID and masks. I'm seeing this stuff online like you are. I'm so over it and bored with it. I'm sorry. I can't. I saw a great meme that says, let me know when COVID is so bad the border's closed. That's right. That's my gauge now. I'm stealing that. Whoever posted that on Twitter, I'm stealing that. I will pay attention to COVID when the Biden administration closes the border and said, we got to stop these people from coming in. It's too dangerous. When they do that, I'll pay attention to the next shot that they're going to tell us we should get, or any of this other crap. But it goes on in the schools too. And that's what's happening here. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's liberals leaving, but I don't think it is. I think it's conservative teachers and staff going, this is not the place for me. They have overrun this thing and this is not comfortable. And this is weird. And I don't know what a furry is. And I don't know if this person's trans and I don't understand this. And why is that girl over there on her knees drinking water out of a dog bowl? I don't get it. You see enough of a freak show, you walk away from it. You do. And I know it is not politically correct to say freak show, but I can't think of a 16-year-old with a tail on the ground drinking water out of a bowl like a dog or a cat. I cannot think of another word than freak show. Freak show. And it's everywhere, folks. This is everywhere. It's all the schools, even in areas where the parents are conservative. You can't stop it. The liberals have taken it over. The only way to stop it is to change at the top. The way to stop it is not to have the conservative teachers walk away from the job. Vouchers might do it. More private schools. I mean, okay, so here's one. All these big universities and colleges are lamenting their lower enrollment because college is so expensive. Why don't they branch out? Why don't private schools like, is Washburn private? Because there's a Washburn University and a Washburn Rural High School, but I think the Washburn High School is public, isn't it? Anyway, I don't know. But why don't some of the private colleges start opening private high schools in populated areas? If they're worried about the long-term success of their colleges, why wouldn't they begin? Why can't we have more private high schools? We just leave this to the Catholics and forget about the rest? There's a few other, but we just leave it to the Catholics to have private schools? Why wouldn't some private universities, why wouldn't Mid-America Nazarene, for example, in Olathe, Mid-America Nazarene University, why wouldn't they open a high school? They've got a whole campus at their college. They could have their high school, one building on their campus, in the middle of Olathe, and appeal to parents everywhere that we're not doing this silly crap. There'll be no furries drinking out of water bowls here. We're going to teach you a little bit about Jesus, right? We're going to have rules. We're conservative. And we're open for business. Come on in. Why isn't that happening? Isn't that the next progression? If we're going to dumb these things down to four-day work weeks and tell teachers, well, we can only pay you $50,000 a year, but it's a part-time job. Essentially, if you're an independent now, teaching is a part-time job. I don't care what anybody says. Because you get 4 months a year off, just off, between summer and holiday breaks. There's got to be six, that's 16 weeks. There's got to be 16 weeks that you're off. And then every other week you're off on Friday. So that's another 36 Fridays off. That's equivalent to 7 more weeks, almost 2 more months. It's barely over a 6-month job. So if you looked at it that way and said, well, by the hour, it's pretty good. It's not enough work. I don't know, man. When I was growing up, all my teachers worked in the summer. They painted houses. They worked in restaurants. They did all kinds of stuff in the summer and made more money. There doesn't seem to be an appetite with today's teachers to do that. They want their 5.5 months off. Work-life balance. You know what work-life balance equals? A smaller paycheck. That's it. If you're out there espousing work-life balance, you're just okay with making less money. So I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about your salary. There isn't a teacher anywhere that if they wanted to make more money, couldn't. You climb the ladder of education and you get a raise. You got all kinds of off time. I mean, my God, can you imagine if you just went and worked at Amazon Fulfillment over the Christmas holidays for 3 or 4 weeks, what you could make? Or, I mean, there's just jobs everywhere. A summer job? Is that the end of the world? It just doesn't seem like they want to. I'm scared to death about our public schools. They're really, really, really degrading. Tucker Carlson is a happy guy. He's now saying about getting fired by Fox News, quote, I loved it, unquote, and I needed it. He made some comments on how it's humbling and you can get a Jesus complex and think you're this or that. And it's the third time he's been fired. And each time he's been fired, it's been good for him because it knocks his knees out from under him and resets him and makes him realize he's just like everyone else. And his wife is really happy he got fired. Really happy. He's been with her for 39 years. He said, I'm a one-woman man. I love my dogs. We've got a big family. This has been great. He's thanking and praising Fox News for 14 great years. Says, I got nothing bad to say about them. So the really good news was they fired my entire staff too. So I was able to hire them all. He's got a lead producer he hired. Like, his producer was fired 2 hours after Tucker. They gutted them all. So he's got them all on these Tucker Carlson Twitter things he's doing. I don't know exactly how they're monetizing it, but they'll find a way. And it doesn't really matter. Tucker's loaded and he's doing good work. It's not the TV show. It's not. I'm sorry. We can sit here and talk about the hits and stuff. I've not met one person that has sat down and stared at a video on Twitter for an hour. I don't know that person on their iPhone. I've not seen that person. I've seen people who shuttle. I see people who look at clips. I just don't think that's the way people consume Twitter. But we'll see what he does, and eventually his contract will run out and expire, and he'll be able to work somewhere else. We'll see what Tucker does down the road. But for his part right now, he says it's good for him that he got fired. It has reset him. I think it would be good for Karine Jean-Pierre to get fired. This is a joke. This White House spokesperson is an absolute joke. So Fox News is there, and they're asking the questions yesterday about Hunter Biden's $16,000 a month rental that he has and how he's paying for it without a job. And, you know, Peter Ducey's there, and he starts going into, he's selling artwork that may or may not be valued, and now we've learned that some of the artwork that was sold to were political operatives. He says, Karine, does the president assure everyone that Hunter Biden is not peddling influence to the president right now? And she's like, I'm not going there. You'll have to. He asked about the Secret Service, the detail, and how much it costs for the Secret Service to all be there. She goes, that's a question for the Secret Service. Then he said, does the president, this two beer thing is out there. Apparently they're wanting to tell us as Americans, we should only have two beers per week because that's what Canada does. And God knows we need to be more like Canada. So does the, and she's like, where is this coming from? Like, they're so tone deaf. They don't even look at what the right is talking about. Like, it would take one intern in KJP's office 30 minutes in the morning to go to three or four conservative websites and see what the stories are there to have her prepared. She had no idea what he was talking about. And he said, well, the CDC and the USDA are recommending that Americans cut beer consumption down to two beers per week. Is the president on board with that? And she's like, I don't even know what this story is or where that's coming from. And I'm embarrassed for her that she didn't. I'm mostly embarrassed for my country. Every time somebody asks her a real question, she's just awful. She just stands there and takes it and basically says, no comment. Oh, no comment. You talk about Trump? I'll talk all day about Trump. You want to ask me about Biden? No comment. How about 19 vacation days in August for Joe Biden? And August isn't over yet. Yeah, we're counting his weekend days as vacation days because he went to the beach on those days. I think it counts. Joe Biden is in huge trouble with the American public. An Associated Press poll is out. They asked people, what is the first word you think of when I say the name Joe Biden? Wow. Okay, so this is not multiple choice. This is a great one. And there's about maybe 20 different categories that came up. Number one, by far, 26% had to do with senility or age. They would say senile, old, whatever. 15% said slow or confused, disoriented. 13%, this is the top three. I'm rattling off the top four. Number three was either a profanity or that he's a joke with 13. And number four, 6% of the people said corrupt. So let's just do a little quick math here. That's 26 plus 15 is 41, plus 13 is 54, plus 6 is 60% of the people came up with four categories that are that he's either senile, old, slow, confused, a joke, a profane word, or corrupt. Over 70% of the respondents were something negative. The only where he scored, the only places he scored, he got 3% said he's professional or presidential, 4% said he's sincere or honest, 5% said he's strong or capable. I'm really worried for those folks. And 1% said he's smart. I mean, this is unbelievable polling. There was a separate poll. That's one AP poll. There's a separate poll out this week, and it asked the question, is Joe Biden too old to be president again? And this one's pretty simple. Yes, no, no opinion, or don't know. 69% he's too old. Oh, man. Whew. Keep him propped up. Keep the man alive. Let's get him to the finish line and run him out there for president. Please, God, please give Joe Biden good health over the next year. Please, 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 please let him be the one that is running. Our buddy Zelensky over in Ukraine, man, was I wrong about that. You know, the first couple of weeks of that thing over there, I was like, I love this guy. He's out in the streets. He's with his troops. It looked dangerous. It looked like he was going to get killed. All of those things. And boy, were we misled from the start. I mean, it was all one just giant fraud. Zelensky, you know, he canceled the elections this past year because we're at war. We can't. And he's got like six of his opponents in jail. He's Joe Biden. It's the same playbook. I'm a leftist. I'll jail my opponents. We'll put the elections off. Well, now there's elections scheduled for next year in Ukraine. And Zelensky now says publicly, we'll hold the elections next year, even during wartime, but only on one condition. That is if our allies pay for it, because it costs money to do these elections. We're going to need money from the United States and the European Union to do elections. If they pony up and pay for it, we'll have elections. Well, this is going to be the first time Democrats don't want to spend money. They'll be like, no, we don't have to pay for the elections. Just keep him in power. That way he's a dictator. He just stays in power. Folks, this is so corrupt. And it's what they want America to be. They want this country to be this corrupt where Biden could just say, we're not having elections in 24. We're funding this war. We got this stuff going on. You know, we got inflation. We don't have inflation under control yet, so we're not going to have the election. We'll have it somewhere down the road. Jail your opponents. We are that. We are Ukraine. We are third world. The things we're doing are insane and unprecedented in American history. I couldn't emphasize enough how important the 20, it shouldn't be this way. For one office, President of the United States, it is unbelievable how important it is. I feel like the checks and balances are gone in this country, and it's whoever's president gets to do whatever the hell he wants, or she. And that's just kind of where we are. Our final today is brought to you by Back 9 Development, your custom home builder. In Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, and Manhattan, if you're building, you want to meet TJ Vilkanskas. He's got great ideas, great vision, and great execution for your project to make you just as happy as you can possibly be. Back9development.com, 785-236-0161. A little bird landed on my shoulder. Said he's getting ready to do a development in Lansing. If you are interested in learning more about that, call TJ personally and say, hey, what's up with this? 785-236-0161. It is back9development.com. Buck Roofing and Construction. You can call 24 hours a day. They've got an emergency team. If something bad ever happens, keep this phone in your contacts. 913-384-2680. They're online at rbuckroofing.com. And as you know, Ron and his team will give you a free roof inspection just for mentioning the podcast. So call and say, it has been a long time since anybody's been on my roof. Can you come take a look? 913-384-2680. And the best part about the roof inspection is it can give you a timetable. Most times, Ron or a member of his team will come out and say, your roof's good, but call us again in 3 years. You got about 3 to 5 years left with your roof or something like that. That's awesome. That's really what you want to hear is I got 3 more years before I need to fix anything or do anything. So give them a call. You can trust these guys. They're absolutely straight up honest. Great conservatives. 913-384-2680. It is Buck Roofing. And our friends Gary Joslin and the entire team at Joslin's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch in Overland Park. Non-commissioned reps. They've all worked there for years. Dave and Cameron are on the showroom floor every day. Gary's in a couple of days a week. He's kind of half retired. But if you want to see Dave, who's the general manager, or Cameron, who I assume he's the son-in-law, is the future of Joslin's. This is it. Pretty cool stuff. They're all right there. It is truly an old-school family business. Joslin's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch in Overland Park. Our final today is something called Penway Point. Penway Point is a new development in Kansas City, just off of I-35. If you're driving on I-35 and you look right toward Union Station, that's the in there is going to be Penway Park. They're going to have a little concert venue, restaurants, bars, I assume apartments, condos, and all that stuff. And now they've announced they're going to have a 150-foot tall Ferris wheel. Yeah, like London, like a lot of these cities have them. We're putting one up in Kansas City. We'll have 36 air-conditioned and heated gondolas. And apparently will be some attraction. It is going to be right off of I-35. I only have one question. I'm terrible about this. I think you know where I'm going. Are those gondolas bulletproof? We got record homicide rates. We know people love to drive by and fire at things. That happens all the time. 36 gondolas dangling in the sky right off of a major interstate. I'll probably ride it. They say there's going to be a great view up there, 150 feet in the air. Penway Point coming soon in Kansas City. You know, which is maybe another reason the Royals should go north of the river. Because that's pretty close to downtown. That's more restaurants, entertainment. I don't know that we have room for another ballpark village downtown. Or the appetite for it. There's plenty of places. You're going to have Penway Point, the Crossroads, Power and Light, River Market, Royals Ballpark Village. We need that downtown. North of the River looks pretty cool to me. I'm all in on North of the River. We'll see what the Royals shall decide. Hey, thanks for hitting the like, follow, and subscribe button. Really appreciate that. Here's a program note for the patrons. Beginning Thursday of this week, Lee Sterling is back. You will get a free football selection every Thursday. He always does a Thursday night football pick every week, free, just for the patrons. Patrons only. And he's had the first 2 years, winning seasons. Winning seasons. You would have been able to pay for your patron program just by getting Lee Sterling's free picks. No purchase necessary, nothing from Lee. He just picks either a college or a pro selection on Thursday nights. And that is absolutely included with your patron membership. So if you want to sign up and become a patron, you're going to get free selections from Lee Sterling beginning this Thursday. It is football season. It is go time. Let's do it at KKHI.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.